Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 again as we continue working our way through the section on head coverings. But before I open up the Word, let us come to God in a time of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank You for Your Word, and we do pray that You would give us insight and understanding to be able to accurately understand and apply Your Word to our own lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, picking up at verse 3 and reading through to the end of the section. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ. The head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head. But every wife who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, since it is the same as if her head was shaven. For if a wife will not cover her head, then she should cut her hair short. But since it is disgraceful for a wife to cut off her hair or shave her head, let her cover her head. For a man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God. But woman is the glory of man. For man was not made from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. That is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, in the Lord, woman is not independent of man, nor man of woman. For as woman was made from man, so man is now born of woman. And all things are from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a wife to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not nature itself teach you that if a man wears long hair, it is a disgrace for him? But if a woman has long hair, it is her glory. For her hair is given to her for a covering. If anyone is inclined to be contentious, we have no such practice, nor do the churches of God. Well, we finally come to the question of, should women wear head coverings in church? Should women wear head coverings in church? Should they wear hats? Should they wear scarves? Should they have a ribbon in their hair? Should they have some symbol of authority to highlight their submission under their husband? It's a question that I've said before has had no small amount of debate and a whole lot of ink spent in commentaries. So how do we go about answering this question? Well, what can be really helpful for us to do is actually step back for a second, and rather than helpful, it's necessary, is to actually step back and say, let's ask the question a bit differently. Let's stop thinking, which I think we're all prone to do, immediately, how does this apply to me? Our instant thought when we read this passage, if we're a lady, is, do I have to wear a hat then? And if we're a man, does my wife have to wear a hat then? And rather than asking that question, let's step back and ask the question, how did this play out in Corinth? I've commented before that one of the major issues was this reality of a proper expression of the authority and submission roles of men and women that comes out of creation. That was sort of like the foundational problem that Paul is addressing. So what is what Paul is communicating? How does that address the issues here? What's playing out in Corinth? And just ignore for the moment the 21st century church and where you find yourself. Because unless we understand what's going on between Paul and the Corinthians, it's going to be very hard for us to actually answer the question correctly, how does this apply to me? Okay, so firstly, you need to ask yourself the question, what is the core problem that Paul is addressing? And as I've said, the core problem in Corinth is there are men and women who are not adorning themselves in a way that is fitting for their respective roles. Men as an authority, women in their position of submission. And the women were chafing, for lack of a better word, railing against that by uncovering their heads and praying and prophesying. And as I said last time, that praying and prophesying will be addressed in chapter 14. But here he's dealing with the head covering aspect of that question. So the women were uncovering their heads and praying and prophesying in the church. Thereby, they were not adorning themselves fittingly within the house of God as they worshipped God. The men were doing the opposite. They were covering their heads. Or it's possible that wasn't actually happening, but Paul's using that as the counter argument for illustration purposes. But let's just assume for now that the men were wearing hats and the women were not wearing hats. And Paul says this is a problem. You are not adorning yourself in keeping with the roles that God has established in creation. You're not reflecting what ought to be. So you have this core problem. And then Paul addresses the core problem by providing a core principle. And the core principle is obviously very similar to the core problem, and that is that women ought to adorn themselves in a way that is in keeping and fitting with their role of submission and their position as women under a husband. And the men, likewise, ought to adorn themselves in a way that reflects their position under Christ as an authority. So the core principle is, make sure, Corinthians, that you are adorning yourself in the household of God, in the time of worship, in a way that reflects the way God's made you. Men, he's made you to be an authority. Women, he's made you to be submissive helpers to your husband. So, adorn yourself, dress yourself, act in such a way that reflects that reality. So we have a core problem, they're not doing it, and a core principle, let's make sure we reflect those roles that God has established in society. Then, Paul gives the core practice. What is the practice that reflects this principle that Paul is addressing in the church? He says to the women, it's not right to be acting with a head uncovered. And he uses a whole bunch of different arguments, doesn't he? If you look down the passage, he speaks about the hair being short. If you're not going to wear a head covering, you might as well shave your hair off. He speaks about the glory of God being manifested in the man and the woman's glory being manifested. Sorry, God's glory being manifested in the man and man's glory being manifested in the woman. We'll address that again in another devotion. And then he goes on to speak about nature itself. And what he's doing is highlighting the fact that the Church of Corinth, don't think 21st century yet, Church of Corinth, I want you to reflect the respective roles you've been given. And the way I want you to do that is, men, by acting in the worship service with your head uncovered. Woman, by acting in the worship service with your head covered. Why? Because, as he says, that reflects the roles. By wearing your head covered, wife, you are reflecting the reality of your place within home and society. And man, by wearing your head uncovered, you are reflecting your role in society as a man. And so if we put those things together, what do we get? We get Paul writing to Corinth and saying, ladies, please wear a head covering in church, because that's what all the churches do, because that rightly reflects your role as a wife. And men, don't pray and prophesy and act in the church with your head covered, because that doesn't reflect who you are as men. Men, no hats, because that will reflect your position. Woman, hats, because that will reflect your position. So that's the core problem, the core principle, and the core practice brought together to Corinth. So that when this letter came to Corinth, and as it was read out at the front, it would have been abundantly clear to every single person in Corinth how to take this passage and apply it to them. They would have looked around them at the situation going on and gone, hey, we've got, well, Lord willing anyway, hey, we've got a problem. We're not accurately reflecting the way God has made us. And Paul's telling us how we ought to do that. So, ladies, when you come to church, please wear a head covering, because that's going to reflect this principle that Paul's saying. And men, please don't wear head coverings, because that way you're going to be able to reflect the position and the role that God's given you. And of course, all of that raises the question, well, how then does that apply to me in the 21st century? Does this mean Logan should make sure he never wears a hat in church or when he's doing these things? And ladies, you should make sure you're always wearing a head covering. Well, that's a great question. And you're going to have to wait till tomorrow to find out. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that we can open up this passage and see how it applies to Corinth, as we understand that it better enables us to understand how it applies to us. And we pray, Lord, that as we seek to wrestle with this passage, that we would understand it biblically, first and foremost, so that we would be faithful to you, because that's our heart's desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks very much. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon with hopefully an answer.